No worries, Danny.
Obviously went down to the Valley in midweek. Another draw didn't really seem to help league position, but what did you make of that one?
Well, it was a strange one because, I mean, you know, beforehand we all predicted the draw because they are the two teams with, as the stat goes, the most draws in Europe, the pair of them. So, you know, it was almost nailed on from that point of view. But it was a strange night because City played very well first half. They got a lot of the ball. I think Charlton helped them by sitting off them a little bit. And, you know, City basically dominated possession and most of the game was spent, most of the first half was spent in the home half. But to be fair, at the end of it, there wasn't a lot of end product. I mean, you know, they'd get in good positions and then the cross wouldn't be quite there, the pass wouldn't be quite there, and they weren't really hurting them until Charlton then score and immediately City respond. And you think, oh, good, you know, right on half time, build on that and take the game to them second half. But second half was completely different. You know, Charlton came out the blocks sort of firing right from the start. Obviously, you know, Carl Robinson had got into them at half time. They came out a lot sharper second half, and basically it was just one way traffic. So if, you know, if you had a ticket at the home end, you'd have seen virtually all 90 minutes.
Oh, unbelievable stuff. And elsewhere as well, after the game, there was the news that Alex Gilliard, he could be out for the rest of the season as well. That's a big blow for Stuart McCall, that one, isn't it?
Well, I mean, there's conflicting reports. Some saying he might be up to a month, some say a bit longer, you know. I mean, something could have asked, obviously, later on. But yeah, it is a blow because he was a lad coming in who's just started to sort of, you know, started to get a bit of momentum going. He'd started the previous two games because he'd said he'd never before actually played a Saturday-Tuesday two starts in his career. And he'd come through that and then he obviously started again on the Saturday and you thought, yeah, he's getting a good run here. And yeah, it was sad to see. And it did also, you know, ironically sort of highlight the fact that, you know, Phil Morais is no longer there, isn't it? I mean, the fact that he was picking up assists for fun at the Bolton currently and suddenly you've lost your young winger.
Yeah, you're right there. I was getting quite a bit of stick from a Bolton friend of mine for that one, but I'll move on from it. Elsewhere as well, obviously, we've seen Charlie Wyke, Alex Jones coming in as well, and he seems to have hit some real goal-scoring form as well since they've come in.
Exactly, yeah. I mean, you know, Wyke obviously just carried on where he left off, didn't he, from Carlisle. I mean, he's on this phenomenal run. He's actually not scored in three now, which is almost drought country for him. But, I mean, you know, he's had a fantastic season and he's sort of taken the step up and looked very good at it. And Jones, you know, he obviously had the injury right at the beginning, which sort of pegged him back. And he's just started to come in again. Obviously, he got three goals in four. You know, he showed he's obviously got a poacher's touch to him. And it was unfortunate he got the injury last week. Because, I mean, at that Coventry, he made such a difference. I mean, he set one goal up, he scored the other, and he looked a real live wire, and then unfortunately, of course, you lose him. So, you know, it's a case of hoping he's back sooner rather than later, because him and White together, you know, if they can get a good run together, you fancy them as a decent partnership.
Yeah, that's very true indeed. And Simon, obviously, you've been covering Bradford City for a long time. You've seen the Richmond days and the Colin Todd days and everything else. I was just wondering if you made of the sort of the feeling around Valley Parade at the moment.
Seems very positive. I mean, you know, all season, to be honest, because obviously the start was fantastic, wasn't it? I mean, you know, in a way, it was the old almost doing too well, you know, and then it sort of steadied down. But the fact they've been in the playoff zone since the third game of the season, you know, it just sums up how consistent generally the performance level's been, and people are enjoying watching it, aren't they? I mean, you know, I know it's frustrating having a ridiculous number of draws, but when the actual football's generally very, very good, you know, it's easy on the eye, it's entertaining to watch, and even if the results sometimes don't justify how well they've played, I think that's why the sort of the support has got behind them so much, and the fact that obviously it's Stuart at the helm, you know, just sort of gives it that little extra edge, doesn't it? You know, because everyone was just willing them to get over the line for him as much as anything.
Yeah, that's very true. And I suppose it shows how far they've come from the start of the season as well. Everything happened with Phil Parkinson and the amount of players. I know the conflicted reports and how many players are actually there, but I suppose it just shows how far it's come now.
Well, exactly. I mean, yeah, the conflicted report. I mean, the famous eight men. I think it was probably eight fully fit, experienced first teamers, you know, not counting those who were injured or had operations or what have you. But even so, yeah, it was a big turnaround. They brought a lot of players in, and I mean, you know, there haven't been many who haven't sort of worked out, have there? I mean, obviously, you look at the loan situation and, you know, Vukic and McNulty were both a bit underwhelming, which was disappointing because they both came, you know, they both came as really exciting additions and it didn't, for whatever reason, happen. But generally, I mean, the signings have come in and have done very well. And, you know, and it's been amazing how quick the team has gelled, a squad has gelled, to be honest. I mean, you know, you always thought it would take a while and perhaps you'd have that initial impetus and then it would fade off. But, you know, it's as I said, it's been such a consistent sort of level of performance and results generally. You know, it's been. You just hope it doesn't fade out. You know, because they deserve the playoff spot because they've been up there. You know, since what, middle of August. So you just hope that, you know, it's any justice, they should get in there quite comfortably.
Yeah, that's very true. And a big three games coming up now as well with Swindon, Scunthorpe and Walsall. They'll certainly be able to pick up some points there as well.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, Saturday's, you know, we say must-win territory, but I mean, you're playing a team third from bottom with no form at all and in a bit of disarray off the field. I mean, you know, they've got to be looking at 3 points there. That's the sort of game that when you're up there, you've got to ring as a home win. And obviously it then sets up the Scunthorpe game very nicely. I mean, having the extra day to prepare for that, another reason they want to get a good result on the weekend, because obviously it's a long time to sit on it otherwise, but then it gives them a good week to build on a Scunthorpe team that, I mean, they won the other night, didn't they, very late on, but that was their first win in 10, so they've obviously had to hit a bit of a wobble. So, you know, hopefully it's a good time to play them, and it, obviously being on the telly, it's a chance to show people, you know, they've got promotion credentials.
Yeah, very exciting times over at Valley Parade. And Sam, it's always an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for joining us here on the daytime today.
Cheers, Danny. No worries.